Looking for a graduation gift to inform, inspire, and encourage? When you give a subscription to Christianity Today, you're giving redemptive, relevant news and thoughtful, balanced dialogue about the church, current issues, and public theology. Visit orderct.com/graduate gifts to get a discounted student subscription for the graduates in your life. Starting at only $2 per month, this gift will engage and grow their faith throughout the year. Click the link in the show notes or visit orderct.com/graduate gifts to order now.
Hello, I'm Russell Moore, and this is Signposts, questions and conversations about faith, life, and culture. You know, one of the most memorable experiences that I've ever had is being on the side of a road beside a car throwing up. And I wasn't drunk. This isn't a country music sort of testimony story about a wild past. This was after Hurricane Katrina. I went back to my hometown for the first time since the hurricane had come ashore in Biloxi, Mississippi. And I was driving with my wife and a friend down a piece of road that I had driven all of my life, over and over and over again, probably the most familiar path of road that I have ever been down in all of my life. I could look around all the time, every time I went down that beach road, and I could see all of these landmarks that were tied to really meaningful times in my life. So that's where I proposed to my wife, and that's where we served in our first church, and all of these landmarks. And what was really disturbing to me as I looked around and saw all of the devastation and the wreckage was I couldn't tell where I was. I needed GPS or something like that just to make it down the most familiar place I'd ever been, except for the lighthouse. There's a lighthouse in my hometown that the hurricane didn't take out. And so when I saw the lighthouse, then I was able to get my bearings about me as to where I was. I think about that a lot when I think about this program. And I think about the conversations that you and I have had and that we're going to have. This is the relaunching, the rebirth, the reboot of the Signposts program. And the reason that we even have these conversations here is because of something that I come back to over and over again from the prophet Jeremiah. In Jeremiah 31:21, the Word of God says this: set up signposts. Make landmarks. Set your heart toward the highway, the way in which you went. Turn back, O Virgin of Israel. Turn back to these, your cities. Now, why this is so important is because this is speaking to a group of people going into exile, preparing them for being away from their homeland in exile, but promising them a return. So earlier in that chapter, God says through Jeremiah, there is hope in your future, says the Lord, that your children shall come back to their own border. So in this passage about the future, about the newness of the new covenant, God says, set up some markers along the road so that you can know where you are, you can know where you're going. And what's the point of it? The point of it is so that when you come back, you can find your way back. So the markers that you're making on the way out are the very things that often are going to lead you back on the way home. That's really why we have this conversation here. We look around and we look back, whether in our own lives or whether in the culture around us, and we look for signs of life. We look for these signposts that God has perhaps put in our midst. And we don't look at them for their own sake. If we did that, it would just be nostalgia, or it would just be noticing what's taking place in the present. As Christians, that's not what we're doing. What we're doing is in everything preparing for the future. And the future is good, and the future is bright. And so when we look around, whether in our lives or whether in the church or whether in the larger culture and the larger world, we're remembering that God has said that he has not left himself without witness. The apostles say that even to those who do not yet know Christ, God is present there in the sending of rain, in the natural order, in the very desire and longing that we have to worship. That's what we're going to be doing here on Signposts. Signposts will really be in one of two formats. Some of them are going to be questions, and some of them are going to be conversations. Questions are going to be taking up an issue. It might be something that you email into us or have that on your mind that you're grappling with in terms of your own life or in terms of your dealing with your kids or your neighbors or your parents or whomever. And then some of them are going to be conversations where we're talking to someone about what is it that has shaped you? What is it that has formed you? And as we're doing this, what I want us to keep in mind is to look for those gospel signposts that can point us in the direction that we're supposed to go. I think all the time about a theologian by the name of Richard Mao, who said there's really two ways that Christians can look at the world around us. One of those ways says the world is created but fallen, and the other way is to say the world is created but fallen. Both of those emphases are necessary. If we don't look around and see the goodness of these markers, signs of life that God has put around us, the goodness of God's creation, then we're going to turn into angry, depressed, pessimistic cranks, not representing Jesus Christ at all. If we don't, at the same time, notice how the creation around us and how we ourselves are fallen and in need of mercy and of redemption, then we very much bear the temptation of seeing what God has deemed not to be normal as normal, just because it's common in the world around us. Here in Signposts, we're going to be talking about ourselves and the world as created, fallen, redeemable. And as we do so, all of those signposts are going to be in the shape of a cross. This is Russell Moore. I'm a pilgrim and a preacher and a problem when I'm mic'd. And I look forward to talking with you on Signposts.
Every day, CT testifies to the reality that Jesus is alive, transforming his world and bringing his kingdom to bear. Jesus transforms, CT equips. Make a gift to our nonprofit ministry with a gift of $20 to provide 150 more people with redemptive storytelling, global perspective, and thoughtful podcasts. Give now at morect.com/equip.